So what's this, what have you been working on today, Sam?
You know, the betting markets never sleep, John. I think you know that by now. Much unlike the stock markets, which close every weekday afternoon and they don't open for business on weekends, I was about to lay head to pillow at 11:30 p.m. Eastern last night. I was ready to go to bed. And I get a text from somebody close to the Illini basketball team that one of their best players is not playing in the game tomorrow, which is in turn tonight. So immediately, I am up now for two more hours. And trying to fact check and dive inside a collegiate program when I'm way away in Boston, I'm not as plugged in as I'd like to be or used to be down in Illinois, but trying to figure out who knows what. And this is something that will directly shift the market one way or the other if he's not in the game. So got some good information last night, was able to sort of get close to the fact that the kid's not going to play tonight. And just within the last 45 minutes, the beat reporters are starting to respond that Ayo Dosunmu is doubtful Thursday against Nebraska. Now, of course, he's their best player. He's a likely All-American, first-round pick in the NBA draft. And if he doesn't play, that's going to move the line. The line last night was 16.5. Illinois was favored by 16.5. The line right now is 12.5. So it has moved 4 points already based on the potential of one player not playing. Granted, he's an amazing player, but that's what the market can do when anybody is sleeping.
He's a house. He's a small village. Who's Illinois playing?
They got Nebraska, so your buddy Fred Hoiberg and company rolling into Champaign tonight. Now, the only problem with that, now I have people that took Nebraska plus 16 and 15 and 14, and now it's down to 12.5. The only problem is, oh, by the way, Nebraska still is not that great of a basketball team.
Yeah, you may be okay, as it turns out. But so I guess you can't cry foul, right? If at the last minute some player becomes ineligible or gets injured or whatever, and they're not going to play, and therefore maybe Illinois is going to win, but not by as much. So if that changes your bet or your chances of making money on your bet, c'est la vie, right? That's the nature of the game.
But this is where we're at, and I talked with one of my editors, you know, at work, and I said, you know, I think this would make for a fascinating story because this is a legal betting market. You can bet on college sports, although you can't bet on Illinois teams in Illinois, so this has nothing that your listeners can really do with it, or I guess the majority of your listeners in Illinois, for that matter. But when you're trying to figure out if a kid is playing or not, and of course the university is not going to say anything, the coach isn't going to say anything. So
why not?
Because they're not going to say that until the very last minute.
Why not?
They're just not.
Why not?
Well, because they're just not going to. I think it maybe affects the game plan. You don't want.
All right, you don't want
Nebraska. To,
okay, fine. Yeah. But you're not saying that they are interested in where the market is, but rather they don't want to give an unfair advantage to their opponents. Yeah.
No, not at all. They want no part of Nebraska knowing that the kid's not going to play. And I totally understand that. I'm just saying from my perspective, I'm trying to prove something that's hard to prove.
Well,
So
why is he not going to play?
He's got a broken nose. That's the rumor. They played Michigan State on Tuesday night, and he got clubbed by one of the Spartans players. It was a really physical game, and that's what you get when you play against Tom Izzo. I don't think it was a dirty play. It's just a tough play around the rim where he got hit in the face, and you know, I've heard concussions, I've heard broken nose, and that's what you're starting to see the beat writers say right now, that you know, he could miss sometime, not just tonight. So that's where we're at. That's what I've done for the last 10 hours of my life, and I'll tell you what, I won't take a breath until the game is over. Nebraska covers.
How do you bet this game then?
Well, you can't bet it in Illinois, unfortunately. Like points bet, you can't bet it because it's an Illinois event.
Right.
It's an Illinois team or an Illinois located game.
Right. How many times do I have to learn this lesson? But wait a minute, Sam.
Well,
but it's to say they were on the road. If you were playing in Nebraska or Wisconsin or Iowa, could I bet on Illinois then?
No, in the state of Illinois, you still can't bet Illinois, DePaul, Northwestern, Loyola, Illinois State, Bradley. You can't bet any of those teams. Now, they're trying to figure that out. They've made an amendment to the bill that they're trying to get signed and get put through. Mike Zaleski, the state rep, is trying to pioneer that. But you still can't bet on Illinois teams or any games inside Illinois. And to answer your question, you know, I had people that I was, you know, telling last night, like, hey, like Nebraska's probably a good bet at 16. The problem is now that it's 12 and a half, people are like, do you still like it? And it's like, no, because now if they lose by 13 or 14, you're not going to win that 12 and a half. You're going to lose, but the people that took 16 or 16 and a half are going to win. So it's always important. And again, this is one example, but I think the rules apply to any game. You should always try and bet the right team at the right price,
yeah,
and not get a bad number. I mean, that's important in life, in betting, in stocks, in whatever. I mean, that should be paramount.
We're talking about DeSumo, right? That's how they say his name?
Yeah, he played his high school ball at Morgan Park. He was a monster there.
I was just going to say, was he 6'12 and 700 pounds then? Because he's just a beast.
I think you've got Io DeSumo and Kofi Coburn mixed up.
Maybe I do, yes.
Coburn, yeah, Coburn's the 7-footer. Ah. He's 7 foot 290. To your defense, Illinois does have two first-round draft picks. So he's a 6'6 winger.
Got it.
Number 11.
So yeah. What does this mean about his participation in the tournament, either the Big Ten or the NCAA?
It sounds like that he's just a little disoriented still. I mean, they did play Tuesday night, so he took a shot to the face. You know, if he does have a broken nose, they're probably going to fit him for a mask.
Yeah,
and right. I imagine he's back on the floor within 7 to 10 days. Let's be completely honest and transparent here. You don't need him to beat Nebraska, or you shouldn't for that matter. But if you look at Illinois' schedule coming up, I mean, holy cow. After this game against Nebraska, at number 23, Wisconsin, at number 3, Michigan, at number 4, Ohio State. You need him for those games, and you need him in the tournament. So I think he'll be fine. It's not a long-term thing, but it's certainly something that wasn't expected as I was getting ready to go to bed last night.
So when the NCAA basketball tournament comes up, then it's all going to be played in Indiana, but Illinois teams will be in there. So I could bet on a game in the NCAA tournament as long as it's not an Illinois team in there. I can't bet on the Illinois games, but I could bet on whoever Iowa's playing or whatever, right?
Yes, you could bet on any team that doesn't reside in Illinois. Now, if you want, I could, you know, I could fly in, and you and I can take the jet ski across the state line,
yes,
and we can bet Illinois in Indiana. We can't bet Illinois in Illinois.
It would be a snow ski across the state line. So, how many teams in the Big Ten are going to be in the tournament?
Could be 10. It's a really good conference, and I think you see that, you know, every single night in this league. When Illinois over the weekend wins by, you know, 30 or 40 against Minnesota, then they lose to Michigan State. We've seen Northwestern with some nice wins this season. We've seen teams sort of beat up on each other, and I think it speaks to the strength of the conference and, you know, the ability of all of these teams to get up on a given night. I mean, it's a really, really good conference. I think, you know, if you look at the top three, Michigan, Illinois, Ohio State, I wouldn't be stunned if any of them went to the Final Four. Iowa, I wish they played a little more defense. Purdue and Wisconsin are sort of down the page a bit, but Rutgers is a good team. Maryland's good. Indiana's been better. And Michigan State has the talent. So I think all of those teams could get in and should get in. But that's, you know, the elephant in the room is that the Big Ten, I believe it's been since 2000, when they won a national championship. I believe Tom Izzo and the Flintstones did it in 2000. I don't think a Big Ten team has won the national title since then.
Mm. Okay. Last we talked about the Blackhawks. They were like 500-1 to win the Stanley Cup. Then they were like 25 or 50-1 the Stanley Cup. Has there been any action on the Blackhawks?
Yeah, PointsBet currently has the Hawks at, I believe, 40-1. To win the Stanley Cup, and you're totally right. It was 2 weeks ago when they were 250-1 to win the Stanley Cup. So you've sort of missed the big move, I guess. Just a quick, actually, confirmation right now: 60-1 on the Blackhawks.
60-1.
So the stock has gone up a little bit, or the price has gone up a little bit. The stock has gone a little bit down because when it goes from 40-1 to 60-1. You're essentially, you know, you're hiring the odds. That 100 doesn't make you 4,000 anymore. It makes you 6,000. So a little bit of a dip in the perception. But this is a fluid market. I mean, if the Blackhawks win their next game 6-1, somebody somewhere is going to go, oh, I like the Blackhawks, and they'll bet 60-1. I mean, this stuff never sleeps, and it's all predicated on the money that comes in the market. But currently, the Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup at points bet are 60-1, and we've started to see some money on Patrick Kane to win the Hart Trophy. I saw Kaner at about 12-1. So it's Connor McDavid, number one, plus 150. Then Austin Matthews, 3-1. Patrick Kane is third right now in the numbers of points bet to win the Hart Trophy. 12-1 right now. 100 wins, 1,200. He was 25-1 last week.
Any other games or teams on your radar, Sam?
Tonight, I sort of like the Boston Bruins game. I like the under in this one. This is one of those games where they're facing the Islanders, and this could be the first of two goals wins. It's not the prettiest hockey, I guess, if you like offense, but the total in the game is 5, and I sort of like the under here. I think it's a 2-1, 3-1 type final either way. That's what I like tonight, but you know me, man, I'm not going to push the envelope. I don't like a lot. It's liking what you like a lot, but not necessarily liking a lot of volume.
I think Tony La Russa said that Eloy Jimenez is a 6-tool player. He said Frank Thomas was a 5-tool player. He said this guy's actually a 6-tool player now that they've been sharing a baseball diamond for a while. Has there been any action on the White Sox in the last week or so?
We've seen the win total go up a little bit. Some books had it 89.5. We're starting to see some 90s now on the White Sox, and that's based on 162 games, the full season. So 90 on the win total, over or under. We're seeing some big money on Luis Robert to win the MVP, King. At points bet, Robert is 25-1. That's a very low number for a player who hasn't been here all that long. So the Sox have a couple guys in the conversation. Moncada, Abreu, and Robert are all 25-1 to win the MVP. Eloy Jimenez, your boy, 40-1.
40-1. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, if you could pick one of those four, Abreu, Moncada, Robert, Jimenez, which one would you take?
I do not know Abreu, but if I had to, but let me ask you this. If I needed a hit, if I needed an extra base hit, not a hit, I need an extra base hit, who do you give the bat to?
Abreu.
Yeah. All right, Sam, I'm out of time. It's good to hear you. Stay well and warm there in Boston, my friend.
All righty. I'll talk to you soon.
That's Sam Panionovich, sponsored by PointsBet.